This is Foxcast OT, a podcast for clinicians made by clinicians. It's brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Find out more at foxrehab.org.
Welcome to Foxcast. I'm your host, Jimmy McKay. On the program today is one of my colleagues from Fox Rehabilitation, Ben Iotti. Ben, welcome to the program, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Ben, where are you geographically within the practice since Fox is in, 19 states and spreading right now? Where do you get to treat patients?
I am part of the New York Manhattan 2 team, which is in the Upper East Side of Manhattan.
So you're right across the park from me, man. I'm on the Upper West Side, so we're like New York brothers.
Oh, perfect.
How long have you been with the practice? How long have you been working with Fox?
For about a year right now.
Now, you come to Fox and you come to the profession, or I guess more correctly, I should say the professions, a little bit differently than a lot of people. Now, this isn't something that happens too often, but tell the audience what makes you a little bit different.
My program that I enrolled in for graduate school is a combined physical therapy and occupational therapy program. So I currently hold both degrees and I see clients for both physical therapy and occupational therapy.
Wow, the ultimate switch hitter. You're like that pitcher from the Angels, pitcher, but you're also like a DH, you can play outfield.
Yeah, you could say it that way too. I like that.
So first question has to be, why? What drew you to not only therapy, not able to decide between PT and OT, and then you said, you know what, I'll just do both.
Yes, when I was in high school and college, I got to shadow and volunteer in both physical therapy and occupational therapy settings, and I did love both. The problem for me was that, how do I decide? Like, is this me being indecisive, or am I, did I really want to do both? And I really did want to do both. Fortunately, I did find a school in Florida, University of St. Augustine, that offered a dual degree program.
They saw people like you coming.
Yeah, so there were a couple, there weren't too many of us. There was only three dual students, including myself, in my class.
How was it going through school? How did you separate PT and OT, or did you have to?
The way it worked, if you were a dual student, you would be enrolled in the occupational therapy curriculum first for 2 years. And during those 2 years, you would take an additional physical therapy class per trimester. So after six trimesters, which equated to about 2 years, you would graduate from the occupational therapy program. And then actually about 1 month later, you would be re-enrolled into the physical therapy curriculum for an additional year and a half. And then you would graduate from physical therapy. After I was graduating from the occupational therapy curriculum, I wanted to take my occupational therapy board since I had about a 1 month window before starting the physical therapy curriculum. So basically, instead of enjoying graduating from occupational therapy school, me and the other dual students in my class were studying for the occupational therapy boards during graduation.
Wow.
Before re-enrolling into the physical therapy curriculum that started in essentially in 1 month. So it was tough, but we got it done.
All right, so the million-dollar question, we get asked this a lot, either as a physical therapist or an occupational therapist. How do you talk about what the differences and the similarities, that big Venn diagram of what PT and OT can offer for patients?
I get this all the time, and I should be the one that should answer the question pretty easily. The main difference, as you see in my article too, like physical therapy is more focused on the treatment of disease, injury, deformity by physical methods. And we have our treatment approaches, which are similar to occupational therapy, where occupational therapy is more defined as a form of therapy for those recuperating from physical or mental illnesses that encourages rehab through the performance of activities required in daily life. So physical therapy is a little bit more focused on tissue healing and rehabbing from injuries, as opposed to occupational therapy. They're a little bit more focused on functional tasks.
Well done. I think that's well said. And we will tell the audience that Ben was nice enough to write an article for us, which you can find at foxrehab.org under Fresh Fox Content, where he really goes through his entire story, as well as the differences between PT and OT. When you're treating patients with Fox, are you ever able to turn off one profession? Are you ever able to focus? Because you're treating either as a physical therapist or as an occupational therapist, correct?
That is correct. That's a very interesting question. I try my best to turn off. So if I'm treating someone for occupational therapy, I would try to turn off my physical therapy brain a little bit and try to focus it more on on all occupational therapy, there are very similar treatment approaches that that there's a lot of overlap. I do find it beneficial that even though I'm treating someone for occupational therapy, I have a background in physical therapy that may assist, although I am treating specifically for occupational therapy to their specific needs.
Do you ever see the same patient for PT and OT? I'm sure that crossover happens sometimes, right?
Yeah, so I only have a couple of clients that I see for both PT and OT at Box, which I think is it works great for the client because it gives them that extra hour needed. So let's say if we do a back-to-back session, they have, let's say, almost 2 hours of both PT and OT, especially great for clients with neurological disorders. It could be such as Parkinson's disease or someone suffer from a stroke. When I treat my clients, I don't have like a cookie cutter approach as we need to treat our clients specific to their needs. So I would address their impairment according to their goals and make sure we're not duplicating services here. Because you always want to make sure if I was just treating a client for PT and then I have a coworker treating them for the other discipline, we don't want to have any overlap of duplicating services. We want to address different parts. So me doing both, I know that doesn't require me to reach out to another therapist because it's myself, but I would make sure that we're working on two different treatment interventions to make sure the client gets back to their prior level of function.
When asked, why would someone need both? You know, what's an example of someone needing both PT and OT? This is really a good question for any of our clinicians that work with Fox Rehab, since we have physical and occupational therapists within the practice.
Yeah, this is a great question. I go back and forth with this too sometimes. It really depends on the client, because we don't want to overload the client with so much therapy that they do need both, like let's say 3 times a week for both PT and OT. It could be too much for some of our clients. Despite their differences, physical therapy and occupational therapy, they do focus on independence through functional wellness. Oftentimes, I would say in terms of disease, injury, deformity, and illness, they impact both patients' physical capacities and abilities to achieve their daily objectives. I'll go to the example of my article. There's an example with a patient that had a broken leg. They would certainly benefit from physical therapy, but also benefit from occupational therapy, because occupational therapists want to make sure they get back to their activities of daily living, such as dressing, grooming, bathing, if let's say they're in a cast because they broke their leg. So another example is say if a client had suffered a stroke and they lost the function in their arm and hand, they would benefit from occupational therapy because they specialize a little bit more in the upper extremities. The patient may also benefit from physical therapy in terms of gait training, balance training, further strengthening and stretching the muscles and joints. I would say that physical therapy, from a manual therapy perspective, the training is a little bit more comprehensive than occupational therapy. So there's a lot of pros with either profession, and I'm glad that I'm able to utilize both of them.
Switching from PT to OT side of your brain, do you consider yourself more one than the other, or are you split down the middle?
That's a great question. Because of my program, how it works, where you would do OT first for 2 years and then PT after for another about 2 years, like it's a little bit more fresh in my mind, physical therapy, and being my caseload is a little bit more physical therapy clients as well right now. I would say that physical therapy is just like a little bit more fresh, but I mean, I would say, like, if you had to break it down, like, it could be 51% PT and 49% OT. So it's not that much of a difference, I would say.
We have a tradition here on the show. It's called your foxtail. As a physical therapist, as an occupational therapist, why did you decide to work with older adults? What about that population really made you want to put your career there?
I really love Fox, and I'm sure you hear this all the time, but it's really that one-on-one care and making that connection with a client. So because being that people work in different settings, let's say, for example, an outpatient setting, you don't truly have, it's not common to have that one-on-one care. Usually you may have a couple of clients there at the same time. Whereas opposed to Fox, that one-on-one care is great, not only for the clinician because they're able to focus on the client, but also for the client because they're getting that you're 100% of your attention at all times, which is great. And especially in the geriatric population, they need that. They need that one-on-one time in order to fully get better, because they do need that cueing, which I really love giving them cues and make sure they get better, because that is something that I think we all want as therapists. We love seeing our clients get better and seeing them progress, especially in the geriatric population. So age is just a number, that people get better at older ages. That's like such a great feeling, not only as like for the therapist, but obviously for the client as well.
Well said. Fox physical and occupational therapist, Ben Addy. Appreciate you taking some time out to talk to us about this really, really unique career that you've built for yourself, and glad you're doing it here with Fox.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me here, Jimmy.
Thanks for listening to Foxcast OT, a clinically excellent podcast. It's brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Fox clinicians work hard, love their work, and get the respect they deserve. Sound good? Then you'll love the autonomy to work in your own style and the support you get to achieve excellence. Plus, freedom and flexibility to have a personal life. Whether it's your first day or you've been around for a while, your contribution is acknowledged and rewarded. That's what makes Fox a success. Happy, well-trained clinicians make great healthcare. Are you a fit for Fox? Find out now at foxrehab.com. org.